Welcome to Super Short Storytime, lovers of literature and fans of fiction. I am Eduardo Solis, the composer and narrator of the wonderfully weird words that you are about to hear. Some people like to enjoy things that the majority of folks just don't understand. This selection from my free ebook, 10 Tiny Tales, is an oration about one unfortunately ostracized oddball. I call it Freako. Alan walked into the office with a spring in his step and a big smile on his face. It was Friday, it was payday, and he would only be hanging around the office long enough to submit his time report for the week. He couldn't wait to start his long weekend. As he briskly walked through the office, a woman recognized him. "Hey, Al, I thought you weren't coming in today. Did something change?" Alan stopped the chat, beaming as he answered. "Nope, I'm just here to put in my timesheet and then the fun begins." "Oh, that's right," the woman replied with a look of scorn on her face. "You're going to that thing to hang out with all those freakos, huh?" "Well, I wouldn't call them weirdos, Janet. I mean, lots of folks are going to be there, and..." Alan started to explain before Janet raised her hand to interrupt him. "That's okay, Al. I don't need to hear about what you all do there, dressed up in those weird outfits and all," Janet quickly said.
Okay. Sorry, Janet,"
Alan sheepishly said before continuing on his way. Arriving at his cubicle, he sat down and turned on his computer. While he waited for it to start, another coworker peeked his head in.
"What's up, Al?"
asked John as Alan turned to face him.
"Not much, John. I forgot to put in my time and I want to get paid next week, so here I am," Alan answered. "Hey, do you want to join me at..."
"No way, man,"
John exclaimed, his face grimacing at the thought.
"I wouldn't be caught dead at that sausage fest. You have fun, though,"
John said before ducking out of the cubicle. Alan entered his time and then shut down his computer. Dejected, he sighed and began to walk away from his desk to start his weekend. The smile on his face and the spring in his step were now gone.
"Everybody makes fun of me just because I like something different," Alan thought to himself as he left the building and slowly walked to his car.
"I wish my coworkers would stop giving me so much crap for being a football fan." The end. It's never easy being the odd man out, listeners, so try to be nice. If you'd like to hear or read more super short stories scribed and said by yours truly, visit EduardoSolis.com. This has been Super Short Storytime, and remember, listeners, we're all weirdos to somebody.